It is Thursday morning. Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for being with us. And Keith is back. Look at that. How about that? He only comes back for his birthday.
I know. That's what I told him, just in time for his birthday and the 4th of July parade.
You got to be in town to get the presents.
And that was nice of the country to also pick up its birthday on that same day.
That's right.
We're
both the same age.
Well, and you look great for 240 or whatever, whatever it could be. Now, what's happening in the world of education? We know that school is only tomorrow will be exactly 1 month away.
That's right.
Well, that's disturbing, isn't it?
talk to the calendar committee.
Well, I understand. And
we have a calendar committee going on.
That's right.
I don't know how active they are or when they meet, but we do have a committee of faculty, staff, and parents who are meeting and have been meeting over the last several months to put together a new three-year calendar starting in the fall of 2016.
Would the only way the school year start later, would it be to end later, or would you have to eliminate vacation?
We have to have 180 days, so something has to, in that period of time, you either have less vacation time, start earlier, start later.
That's what I'm trying to convey to the listener, if they don't understand why school can't end before Memorial Day and start after Labor Day. Well, it's just a numbers game, isn't it?
Right.
It sure is. And, you know, I know a lot of people my age, we all believe, or people believe, that they didn't go to school, they didn't start until after Labor Day, and they were out before Memorial
Day.
That's
not true.
I think everybody's memory is off, and we also didn't have the requirement for days. But I know when I was in school, we got out the first week of June, I believe. And I'm not sure when we started school. So, when it's a numbers game, we can eliminate breaks, we can eliminate holidays, we can start later, we can end later.
But we didn't have air conditioning in the schools then either.
You're right, we didn't.
I'm sorry, I'm dating myself, not you.
Well, I don't think I did.
Hey, Sue, one of the big stories that hit yesterday was the State Board of Education, the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Glenda Ritz, is saying, we need a moratorium on these letter grades for schools. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, and I think her reasoning is pretty sound, because ISTEP changed again this past year. It was longer, much, much longer, and then was shortened at the last minute. So they're not really sure. I mean, she's anticipating that grades over the board are
going to
come
in lower. One of the members of the Board of Education said, do you know for sure that the grades are lower? Because that seems to be the premise of all this, that the grades are lower this year.
Right, and I don't, and I'm not sure what she does to get that, you know, initial data, because, you know, they get it, and it takes a long time for them to analyze it. One reason we have to wait so long to get these scores, which, in my opinion, you know, doesn't provide us a whole lot of help like it was supposed to, and ISTEP wasn't designed to measure one school against another.
Right.
So, I don't think there's, it's not going to hurt anyone to have a moratorium for 1 year. Maybe we should have a moratorium on all of our standardized testing and look at how we're using results and what they were really meant to be used for.
Well, where this stands right now is the attorney for the State Board of Education said, you know, I'm not sure we can do that, but he's asked the Attorney General of the State of Indiana for an opinion on it. So right now they're waiting to see if it can even be done.
Which is really amazing to me, Keith, because I really don't know the language for the policies and how everything is drawn up and what kind of prohibitions there are, and I know that they have to stay within that. But the State Board of Education seems to create anything they want to do, so I'm not sure why just a moratorium. It's not changing anything. It's actually a moratorium because the tests changed so much this year. And she was predicting, I mean, it was a huge number of schools that would drop one or two letter grades. So, and that does seem to indicate that maybe there was something wrong with the testing or the scoring or the administration or the length of time or something. So, I'm not a big fan of these grades anyway, so I think it might be a really nice idea to put a moratorium for this year.
Well, you were talking about testing and such. Go back on the tests that MCCSE is not going to be giving this year.
Oh, right. We had been using, first of all, NWEA testing.
That sounds like a wrestling outfit.
Yeah, or weather company.
Or weather, and that was designed to give some immediate results for students and schools, so teachers could have immediate results, know what they needed to do, where they needed to improve. And then we went to Acuity, which is a test. I know a lot of teachers didn't like it, and they liked NWE better, but Acuity was granted to us free through the state of Indiana, so we are using that. However, our superintendent has said we're not going to use those for a year until we know what's happening, because this was supposed to also give us an idea of what needed to be done for ISTEP. She said until we know what's happening with ISTEP, will the test be changing, how's it going to be administered, and that brought, you know, great relief and thanks from our teachers, because in my opinion, I've always said, if you want to know how a kid is doing, ask a teacher. The teacher doesn't have to give a test. The teacher is evaluating and assessing kids every single day. And that's part of our whole PLC philosophy, is that we look at what kids need to learn, what they haven't learned, and so what they'll need to learn again. So it's all an individualized effort to make sure each kid is treated individually with what they need to know and what they need to learn. So,
is that possible with 30 of them in a classroom in a 55-minute class?
Oh, yeah. You know, over a year? Sure.
Yeah. I would say more so, Glass, with elementary schools because of the kind of work that they're doing, because the teacher sees the kids basically all day long, and it's different than in the middle and high schools. But, it's amazing. I mean, everybody thinks they can be a teacher. Everybody thinks they know how to teach.
Especially if you're a politician.
Well, exactly. And teaching is partly science and a lot art. Mm-hmm. And teachers really do, with what they do with kids, with the ways that they assess kids, with the way teachers now in our school corporation are talking to each other about individual students, they really have a good idea of where kids are in their achievement and what needs to happen to move them forward.
And the part that bothers me, Sue, is, and you can chime in however you feel on this one, a lot of the testing is done to compare a school district against another school district or a school against a school. And the reality is that the kids in the school are really the, you know, I don't know why we're so intent on knowing how good the students in Lake County are doing compared to the students in Monroe County.
Right, and with the tests that we're using to do that, ISTEP tests, really aren't designed to do that, because every single year, also, it's testing a different cohort. It's not looking at, but I think we've talked about looking at growth instead of just achievement, individual student growth. And we can do that in different ways. And we can also look at other kinds of achievement in schools if we're going to grade, such as art and music.
Why do politicians put so much emphasis on this, knowing that it's so obvious that no two school corporations are alike? Why do they want to toot their home? I'm just confused.
Money.
They give money and they want to see that the school is performing at whatever level they think the school.
But if they only pick and choose the ones they like anyhow, why does it matter?
Well, and there's so many other factors in this, socioeconomic status of students. We know full well that's one of the big ones.
Exactly. So why even bother? Because you're going to have, if you didn't have standardized testing, you just pick the schools you'd like anyhow and point those out as your great case. So why go through all these other hoops to line people's pockets, Sue? Is that what we're doing?
Well, you know, that's
there's a lot of that.
Yeah, and that's my cynical side, but there is a lot of money being paid to politicians for testing companies and textbook companies so that people will pay attention to what it is that they're doing.
Yeah, Sue, but let me jump in here. The testing companies and the textbook companies sometimes are one and the same.
Well, exactly.
McGraw-Hill and Pearson are two of the biggest testing companies as well as textbook manufacturers.
Well, they've expanded. They've expanded their business plan.
So if you're a school system and McGraw-Hill is doing the testing, do you think maybe you'll use McGraw-Hill textbooks?
Right, wasn't that
if you
smart
want the
of
best,
them?
You want the quote-unquote best results, and that's the sham of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Sue, we got to talk about another kind of testing, because this one is really affecting kids, and that was the SAT test.
What happened with that?
Was a flaw in that system.
I bet everybody got their money back, right?
Not yet.
Right, exactly. Something happened with the timing of the test.
Right.
Where
the proctors had one time for how long the students had to work on that element of the test, and the students had a different time. And the students kind of budget their time on the questions, and then all of a sudden the proctor is saying, time's up.
Right, so I really don't know, Keith, where that happened. I just know reading about it. I know we had parents in our school corporation whose kids were affected. So there's people are taking a look at what happened, and I don't know, what's the remedy?
Well, they know what happened. They know that there were two different times issued, and so the people that do the testing are saying, if you want to, you can go in for no additional fee, take the test again, and we'll void the first score and give you the second score.
And you know, and then how do we coordinate that?
That's right.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that coordination comes with anyway. What kind of a timeline you give people to get ready for it, you know, and then you have the site and you have the proctor situation of getting all that set up. So I've been wondering how that will all happen.
Well, and then you got to look at how they use SAT scores for college admissions and all kinds of other things, you know. And the part that bothers me more than anything else is, how come this always is discovered after the fact? How come no one is proofing this stuff? How come when we have the problems with the tests and everything,
simple,
it's a surprise?
The check cleared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that's it. But you know what? You're right. I can't understand. I'm with Keith. You know, when you don't have one person proofing things. You have
right.
at least three people proofing.
Because if you have to proof it and you can't get delivered the test on time, well, then that doesn't.
But you already know you've got a problem. That would make you
deal.
Be, you know, double down on what you're doing.
That's what happens when you put all the testing eggs in one basket. That's
well,
what
here's
happen.
Here's my answer. It's called planning, and you start earlier so that you have the time to do that in your plan. It's all built into that plan. But for some reason, we seem to, especially with testing, everything seems to be happening at the last minute.
Yeah, and then, too, Sue, who's the victim in all this? The kids.
The kids.
The kids are the
victim. The kids
victims.
Are the victim because they're
right.
forced to be taking these tests.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
Because somebody has determined this is the only way you can get into college.
There you go.
Right. But I have to tell you, I've gone to two different graduate programs in my life, one in Ivy League school. Neither program asked for standardized tests. They didn't ask for a GRE. They asked.
No, I'm not going to pick on you here, but that was not yesterday either.
No, but my
that's
latest
the new
one
normal,
was in
right?
the 80s. And
well, that's
I think
still 30 years ago.
Well, I know, but I think some schools are still doing that. I mean,
you hope they are, but that's, you know what? I think it's just it's the fast food quick. Here, I can look at this.
You're right.
And what I can do is, when I get these test scores, I can lop off 98% of them because they don't hit my number. And then then I can start reviewing those who are worthy enough to be reviewed.
You are so correct. It's easier to draw a line through a list of scores.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because these people need 12 weeks of vacation a year and 20 personal days. I mean, you don't want to work hard. I get it. It's not a big deal. I'm just jealous. I don't have that job. But that's what it comes down to. It's easier to do it that way. And no one will argue that, well, hey, our applicants are all in the top 0.1%. And if you miss it by one number, hey, that's too bad because I got 20,000 other people that didn't.
There you
so
go.
I don't think we've solved anything here today, but it makes life easier, doesn't it? Instead of having to review candidates and read essays and you lop it right off the top and start here and then pick and choose the ones you want. Okay, their dad went here, their grandfather went here, they donate a lot
right.
here, and then you get to it. So why don't we just start calling spades spades? Wouldn't that make it easier? Wouldn't it make it easier if we just came out and said, hey, look, we're trying to make money on this deal. The people that give us the most money, we do it that way. The people that donate the most money, their kids are getting in. The people from out of state donate, pay the money, they're the ones getting priority.
Get me started on this.
Just,
it'll be another hour on this show.
Just be up front with me. Don't dress it up as something it's not. Don't tell me you're doing
exactly.
it better.
Exactly.
Just come out and say, we want to make all the damn money we can.
Amen,
we
want to
line our pockets with it, and that's how we're going to do it. And don't put any fancy bows on it about this, that, or the other. Thing then I'd be like, okay, well, at least that's what they want to do. Then you'll get academic reform, Sue. Then people will say, really, that's how you're going to do it? And then you'll split and go off into other factions, and maybe it will get better down the road. But right now, I'm not against capitalism. That's where we live. That's where we're at. Making money is the number one priority. Might not say it in the Latin letters on that front page, but that's the number one priority right
But
now.
Instead, while we're doing all of this, the federal government is saying, you know what, maybe we ought to just pay for these kids to go to school. You know, somebody's paying for that. If the kids aren't, somebody else is.
And that's okay with me because that's a very important use of taxpayer money is education. But I don't disagree with Glass at all. I mean, I've said that for a long, long time that we're taking the easy way out when it comes to grading and assessing people, especially people going on to college in other places. And we see kids in college who are supposedly highly ranked, and they can't write a simple
yes,
sentence.
Yes, amen.
Oh, well, and all these colleges have 27 layers of middle management making really good money because they can do it the way they want to. So let me know when education is the main focus again, Sue, and I'll start paying attention.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that
when it's not making money anymore, I'll start paying attention.
Well, and that's one of the problems, I believe, in letting politicians make all of the decisions about what happens in education, because they're not in education. They don't see what's happening, and they just listen, as you say, to the people who have the money and make the contributions and have the influence. So if we can start...
That's fine. They can have their own stuff. Just give stuff for us normal folks that work 45 hours a week and don't have $1 million, that just want our lives to get better. It doesn't need to be Harvard. What's the role of schools? Is it to get people educated to make society better? I get all that stuff. So... Do it. Quit trying to make money off the deal, right?
You're right, but I think, Les, I think too many people have lost that whole
idea. Oh, it doesn't matter, because Sue, who's going to give it back? No one's going to take a 50% salary cut. No one's going to get rid of their vacation home. No one's going to get rid of the timeshare. It's not going to happen. The system's broken. It's severely broken.
I agree.
It's broken into millions and millions of dollars. Not millions and millions of pieces. Broken into millions and millions, and probably billions of dollars as well. So, again... We want to get bigger, better, stronger, meaner, faster. And is it helping? I don't know. I can't. Let me check my next batch of incorrect test results to tell you if it's working. That's where we're at.
Okay.
Burn it down. It's 4th of July. Celebrate freedom. Academic freedom, Sue. It's all about academic. Have a great one.
You have just made me so sad.
Well, my job. My job is to make you think. Whether you like me or not doesn't matter. I'm trying to get you to think.
Keith and I think about these things constantly,
right.
And the walls that we keep running into as we want to do things better. But they're
made of gold, and you're on the wrong side of them. Sorry.
But I got to say, though, no matter what is happening, our school corporation keeps improving, and we keep moving forward because we have a superintendent, because we have administrators who say, our job is to take care of our kids, and whatever
in
anybody gives to
of
us,
all of that
we're
going to
go,
stuff.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to keep moving forward. So Keith and I can go ahead and have these great discussions. But
hey, as long as you guys can sleep at night, that's fine.
Right.
That's good.
Our faculty people are just going to keep moving forward and doing what they have.
It is, because you can't give up. And
right.
That doesn't work. All right, good stuff as always. Have a wonderful 4th of July. When you check in next Thursday, all 10 fingers, all 10 toes, that's all we request.
Well, yeah, I'm not shooting off fireworks.
Good, leave that to the professionals.
Right.
From Hey Y'all, Watch This Incorporated.
You won't believe this.
And enjoy your American Ninja. We'll talk to you next week.
Okie dokie. You guys have a great weekend. Happy birthday, Keith.